Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening and welcome everyone to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, ready to take you back on another trip through the 80s. Since this is a pre-recorded show, I'm assuming that the nor'easter that's expected to hit the Boston area this weekend is underway, so I hope you're all safe and warm. No specific theme for tonight's show, so we'll dive right into it with tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. 40 years ago this week, Hall & Oates reached number one on the US Hot 100 for the fourth time. This single also reached number one on the US R&B chart. Name the song. Stick around, the answer to the SquidPod Trivia Question of the Week is coming up at the end of the show, but feel free to text message the station with the answer at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour, but you can also DM me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio.
I just wish you knew I was.
Thank you. Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. The Press Club started tonight's show with I'm Watching You from their 1985 12-inch It's No Game. Exposé brought us to the point of no return from their 1987 debut Exposure. No ID gave us Sticky Gill off of their 1987 release Atomic Cartoon. The Bluebells followed with I'm Falling from 1984 Sisters. And last week was Transvision Vamp lead singer Wendy James' birthday. I played I Don't Care as a shout-out, but noticed that it's been a while since I spun I Want Your Love from their 1988 debut Pop Art. And the Human League wrapped up the set with Seconds, a somber number about JFK's assassination. In the background, you are listening to the Barquets Hit and Run from 1981, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I was born with Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford.
I want to ask you about this photo right here. What is going on? It's been called a pirate radio broadcast. What does that mean?
Well, when I was in Liverpool just before Christmas, so not long before... Christmas of this year. I know it's hard to keep track.
Yep.
I discovered a record shop, an independent record shop, in Smithtown Road, Liverpool 15, mm-hmm. about half a mile from where my mother was born. And I thought, if I ever have the opportunity, I want to put this place on the map for people who still like to buy records on vinyl. And then I thought... Then the owner, Graham, had the very good fortune to say, you know, there's a little bit of recording equipment downstairs. And I thought, maybe I could have my own radio station for one night, except, of course, these days, you have to do it over YouTube. And heaven knows, they steal enough money from us, so I thought I'd get a bit of it back by going on there. And we set up down in that basement last Saturday night, my stage manager, Toast...
His name is Toast?
Toast, yes. Had the room perfectly lit with mood lighting, as you see. And I proceeded to play records for the next 3.5 hours. And we were, 3.5 hours. Yeah, like a proper radio. Yeah,
sure.
And I was playing everything. I was playing songs from our new record, The Boy Named If. Yep. I was playing songs from our last release, The Spanish Model, which is a remix of this year's model from 1978.
Anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. I was so defeated. lady, cause the things that you told me were lies. Never to be repeated were the things that you promised me. Only to be heeded as I walked into your garden all.
You don't have
another edition of Songs from the Squid Pod comes to a close. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host for this evening. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip through the 1980s. In the meantime, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. In case you join late, tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week was, 40 years ago this week, Hall & Oates reached number one on the U.S. Hot 100 for the fourth time. This single also reached number one on the U.S. R&B chart. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. Hall & Oates' second single from their 10th studio album, Private Eyes. That was also their first top 10 hit in the UK. Alrighty then, a quick recap before I sign off. We started the last set with Hit and Run by the Bar K's. That's off their 1981 release, Night Cruising. Some electro rap from the World Class Wrecking Crew followed. We listened to Juice from 1985. Two of the four members of World Class Wrecking Crew were DJ Yella and Dr. Dre before their days with NWA. Not sure if you caught it last Friday night, but Elvis Costello paid a visit to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to promote his new book and album, a great interview that you can still catch on YouTube. I played a little excerpt from that interview where he mentions his 1978 release, This Year's Model, from 1978, and followed with a track from that release, Radio Radio. Radio Radio was released as a standalone single in the UK in October 1978, and it reached number 29 there. But the track was appended to the US version of the same album. Moving to Germany, Nina gave us Just a Dream from 1983, and then we went back up to the UK for something new from 80s greats Erasure. They had a new album released last summer, as well as a new EP, and we heard the track Same Game from the EP. UK artist Leslie Sebastian Charles, whom you know better as Billy Ocean, gave us his top 10 hit from 1986, Love Zone. Billy Ocean turned 72 last week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao. You got
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
No birds, no bees, no... Smell the flowers, touch the sky.